Today we continue our sermon series. It's about why we go to church, and we're already, believe it or not, at the halfway point. I started on Rally Day by talking about worship, and then last week my wife Rose tackled the topic of fellowship. Today it's about renewal. Earlier this summer I asked the congregation this question: why do you go to church? Many of you admitted that you really need it. You need revitalization. You need to get recharged. You need spiritual renewal. A great place to go in the Bible for renewal is Isaiah chapter 40, and probably my favorite verse in the entire Bible, Isaiah 40 verse 31. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So let's pray for renewal. Let's pray for renewed strength. Let's pray for the Spirit to inspire the reading of God's word. Come, Holy Spirit. Come to inspire us as we hear the word of God being read. Come to give us strength. Come to renew our hearts. Come to draw us closer and closer to Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all God's people say, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isaiah 40, 21 can be found on page 1029 in your pew Bible. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And thank you for reading, Becky. Appreciate it. The sermon will have three parts. Part one is, we are weary. Part two, God does not grow weary. And part three, God renews those who are weary. But first, a brief introduction. I remember the first time I watched this movie, Chariots of Fire. Any of you ever seen that movie? It was made back in the 1980s. And it had to do with two Olympians, Harold Abrams and Eric Liddell. And they were running in the Olympics way back 100 years ago, the 1924 Paris Olympics. And I remember my dad took me to the Jewish Community Center, ever been there? It's over in Brighton, to watch a special viewing of this movie. And together we watched as Eric and Harold competed in the Olympics 100 years ago. Now, it's interesting, the two characters had different religious backgrounds. Harold was Jewish and Eric was Christian. And one of the scenes in the movie is Eric at a church in Paris, and he's reading from the same passage of scripture that Becky just read. He was reading from Isaiah chapter 40. And while he was reading, there's scenes in the background of long-distance runners. And some of them are struggling. They're weary and exhausted. They're stumbling and falling, and they're having a difficult time of it. But the scripture in the background is so encouraging. He reads to the congregation, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint." Meanwhile, in the background, there's this long-distance runner that's doing this race called the steeplechase. It's 8 laps around the track where every lap you got to go over a hurdle, and then there's a water jump. And so you can imagine that's pretty tiring and challenging. And one of the runners goes over the hurdle but stumbles and falls in the water jump, getting all muddied and bloodied. He gets up, finishes the race, but by the time he hits the finish line, he's completely exhausted. So he bends at the waist, grabs his knees, and just huffs and puffs, waiting for a minute to catch his breath. And then he goes over to the side of the finish line where there's a bench, and he sits down at the bench and just captures his energy and recovers from the race. But you can see that he's muddy. His white uniform is all muddy, and his knee is skinned, and there's kind of some blood trickling down his leg. He had a rough time of it. You can see he's very tired and quite weary. Now, some of you are weary when you come to church. Last Sunday, I was greeting people at the door, and I saw a woman approach the ramp full of weariness. She had short strides and shuffled her feet with her shoulders slumped, and she leaned heavily into that handrail with the full weight of the world bearing down on her. After speaking with her briefly, I could tell it had been a tough week for her, a difficult couple of days. And that's true for many of us, isn't it? We come to church bearing burdens, physical, emotional, spiritual. Life is difficult. And when we drive into the parking lot and come up that ramp, some of us feel exhausted, tired, weary. One member of our congregation wrote this: "Going to church helps me to let go of the stress, the worry, and the struggle that I face as I go through my day-to-day life." You know, she's right. Life can be quite a struggle. There's stress at work, hospital visits, difficult phone calls, the list goes on and on. With all of our daily difficulties, it's not at all surprising that we're tired and weary. You know, what's true in our day was also true back in Isaiah's day. The prophet described a people who were both tired and weary. I think the biblical word for this is called downtrodden or downhearted. The prophet reveals that their predicament of exhaustion affected not only the old, but also those who were young. Listen to Isaiah 40, verse 30. "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." We know that even little kids get tired, right? You know, when Gemma was asked, "Do you ever get tired?" she said no. But I don't doubt for a minute that she takes naps, and that when her head hits the pillow, she sleeps as sound as a little, not a baby anymore, like a toddler. So even little kids get tired, don't they? You know, if you look at the nation of Israel and take a deep dive into their historical situation, it's no wonder that they're worn out. It's not surprising that they stagger and crumple down to the ground, because the people of Israel have been oppressed by the Babylonian Empire for no less than 70 years. For 7 decades, they had been held hostage as captives in the nation of Babylon. David Forney describes how difficult it was for God's people. For the exiles, captivity in Babylon was their painful reality. They were forced from their homes, scattered as the temple was laid waste, and became refugees from the very land that held promise. There are people who longed for Jerusalem and wept by the rivers of Babylon. They are the faint, the powerless, and even observe that their youths grow weary and fall exhausted. Eventually, their lengthy exile would come to an end, but they were exhausted, dehydrated, and famished. It was a long walk, a very long walk back home. And you can imagine them as they drag their feet, kicking up dirt on the dusty trail, with their heads hanging low and their shoulders slumped. Without a doubt, it was a very difficult journey for these weary travelers. And what about us? Are we too weary travelers? Weary travelers on a journey, but still you take the time to go to church. The Lord gives us purpose, providing the motivation to attend Sunday services. Why? Why would weary people come to church? Basically, to encounter the God who does not grow weary. And here, when we come to church, we turn to God's word. Here we open up, let's go to part two, the Isaiah scroll, where God shines his light on this beautiful passage of scripture and says, the prophet Isaiah has a word for you, a word of encouragement, a word to uplift you, a word saying that God does not get tired, that God does not grow weary, that the very creator of the heavens and earth is not like us. We get tired, but he doesn't. Here we are in the pews, having ears open to hear God's voice. In addition, your eyes are wide open to see God's holy word. But it was different in the days of Isaiah. The prophet was sent by God to minister to very stubborn people. It was as if their ears were plugged up and their eyes were shut. They refused to look with their eyes, and they were unwilling to listen with their ears or even comprehend with their minds. They were too spiritually blind to see and too spiritually deaf to hear God's word. And the prophet is almost ready to encourage them, but first he gives them a word of rebuke by firing off like four questions in a row. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the very beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? Don't you know? Know what, you may ask? Haven't you heard? Heard what, you may ask? Primarily, they needed to know God. Mainly, they needed to hear from God. Brevard Chiles informs us, the reality of God as both creator and redeemer is everywhere present and known. Israel only has to listen, to look, and to remember. The Lord is the everlasting God and creator. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 reminds the people of the greatness of God, for God is the creator of everything, including the multitude of stars and people. In fact, even though there are billions and billions of stars, God knows each of them by name. And even though there are billions of people on this earth, last check, over 8 billion people on the globe, God knows every single name. Whether it's Jane or Joe, whether it's Rose or Rick, whether it's Lynn or Kirsten, he knows all of you by name. Isn't that amazing that God can keep track of 8 billion names and all the stars and every creature of creation? That's how marvelous God is. Isaiah informs his reader that God is king, for he's on his throne. He's powerful over all of us, even including the earthly rulers, whose power is limited by God. He tells his listeners that God is creator. And as the creator, he doesn't just leave it be, but he cares for his creation. And that includes us. God cares about you. God cares about me. God cares about his people. God's compassion even extends to weary travelers like us. Eventually, Isaiah moves on to correct a misunderstanding the Israelites have about God. Why do you complain, O Jacob? Why do you say, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, that my cause is disregarded by my God? Then the prophet states the facts. Their complaints are invalid. Their lament is unfounded. For their way is not hidden from the Lord. Their cause is not disregarded by their God. He does care about them, and he will deliver them in his timing. Then Isaiah proceeds to answer more rhetorical questions. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. And catch this next line. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding nobody can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, and he increases the power of those who are weak. You know, I think what the prophet is attempting to communicate is a great truth about the greatness of our great God. He's making a distinction between God's creatures and God the Creator. The creature, that's us, grows tired and weary. But the Creator will not grow tired and weary. In that sense, God is unlike a man. Where we are limited, he's unlimited. When we're on empty, he's eternal fullness. When our gas tanks are on the E of empty, he's the one who fills us up. Brevard Childs provides this insight. God as creator does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Yet the purpose of his power is to give strength. He is to give strength to those who are faint or weary. Overall, God is fully willing to come to the aid of his people. So what do we need to know? What do we need to remember? And what great truth must be brought to our attention? We definitely need to know that it's all about God. We must never forget that he is definitely the one who does not grow weary. That's why we need to come to church. For 6 days, it's all work and worry. The busy, stressful, worrisome world beats us down. So on Sunday, we come to church in order to be lifted up like that eagle flying high in the sky. When it feels like our wings are clipped, God provides the air underneath our wing to help us soar. God gives us the wind in our sails. God gives us the breath in our lungs. And God helps us when we're discouraged to be encouraged, when we're down to become up. He renews our strength. We return to the surveys from our church members. Why do you come to church? Why do you come to church? One church leader responded this way, I need the revitalization I feel when I come away from a good and vibrant church service. You know, I like that word, revitalization. Do you like that word too? And I wondered, what does it mean? So I looked it up in the dictionary, and here's what revitalization, the definition from the dictionary. It's the action of giving something new life and vitality. Isn't that beautiful? Don't you love it? One of our deacons responded to the church question with this powerful insight. Through the week, I call to God so many times that 1 hour of one day of 1 week to go to his house doesn't seem much to reciprocate. Besides, I get recharged. Now, when I read that evaluation from our deacon, that she gets recharged by coming to church, I thought about my cell phone. Do you ever have it when your cell phone runs out of batteries and it goes to zero and shuts off? And you need to put it on the charger. And you put it on the charger, and then you can start texting your friend. Then you can call your family. Then you can look up the weather to say, what's it going to be like this afternoon? Will it be warm? Will it be sunny? Spoiler alert, there's going to be some sunshine. Sunshine streams from Isaiah 40, especially in the final verse. I find this verse to be quite encouraging, so uplifting and very renewing. Isaiah 40, verse 31, lifts us up on eagle's wings. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I find this verse to be incredibly inspirational. That's why in my office, there's a picture on the wall with that verse. That's why on my desk, there's a mug with that verse. And if you want to see those, you can check it out after the church service. You're welcome to do so. So what does it all mean? Instead of looking down at all our troubles, we look up to the Lord. He's the one who renews our strength. He's the source of our strength. He's the agent of renewal. So what remains for us to do? We hope, we trust, we wait on the Lord. We hope for God's rescue. We trust that God is both caring and compassionate. Finally, we wait for God's deliverance. But a word of warning to those waiting on the Lord. We live in what I call a microwave society. We want things right now. We want things the next second or the next minute. Well, God can sometimes be more like a crock pot or a slow cooker. He takes his time. And for those of you that have been around the block a few times, that have lived for more than a few decades, you know that sometimes it takes a few years for God to answer our prayers. So we wait. We wait with patience. We wait with eager expectation for God's intervention. But we wait not only with patience, but also with faith. We wait for the Lord to renew us, to give us new energy, to strengthen us, to give us those wings so that we can rise high in the sky, so that we can soar higher and higher, so our problems seem smaller and smaller. God's Spirit helps us feel so light and free. In summary, we started by talking about us. We are weary. Then we moved onward to talk about God. He won't grow weary. Well, which one is it? It's either all about us or it's all about God. Without a doubt, we're often stuck in that sort of thinking, this either-or type thinking. Could it be about both? Could it be both and? Could it be more about God in us or God with us? Before Jesus departed to be with God, his Father, he promised the Holy Spirit to his disciples to dwell within them. And this promise is also for us. Jesus promises us his Holy Spirit. Listen to the words of Jesus as found in John chapter 14. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't be afraid. What wonderful words of assurance come from the lips of Jesus. We don't need to be troubled anymore. We don't need to be afraid any longer, for the Spirit of Christ dwells within the heart of every believer. His Spirit reminds us that we are loved by God and cared for by Him. For those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will lift up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So why? Why do we go to church? To be renewed by God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people say, let's pray. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for considering our situation. For we are creatures and you are Creator. We get tired and weary, but you don't. Lord, thank you for your care and compassion. Deliver us, Lord, in your timing. For we wait on you. We wait on you to lift us up on eagle's wings, to give us new energy, to renew us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our response to God begins with our profession of faith. So please rise for the words of the apostles.